Parshas Vayitze begins with Yaakov leaving, going to Choron to find a wife, continues with marrying what he thought was Rachel and ended up Leah, and Rachel, Bilhah and Zilpah, v'chulu. Somebody asked me this week an interesting question: how come Yaakov did not divorce Leah in the morning? He worked 7 years for Rachel, and then they made a mistake, he was tricked, and in the morning, Vinei Leah, Lachor, he should have divorced her and continued on. What happened? And I think the answer, possibly, is a tremendous Yisoid, and I think you see it throughout the Parsha, with Yaakov Avinu. And that is that he did all the shtadlis that he was supposed to do. He spoke to Lavan, as they say, Berachol B'tcha Ketano. Literally, that's where it comes from. He told her, he told him exactly what he wanted. There's no mucking for any mistakes. Not only that, he made simanim. He was scared, despite it all, that he was still going to get tricked. And he made simanim. And the simanim Lavan didn't know about. Lechura, he covered his bases 100%. 100%. And nevertheless, at the end of the day, he was tricked. So what happened? He realized he did all the shtalas he was supposed to do, and because the Shbaruch wanted it differently. As the Ramban says by Yosef Tzadik, Kicharitzu Sheker Ve'agzer Emes. What Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen at the end of the day is going to happen. They wanted to sell Yosef and get rid of him for once and for all, and that's exactly what caused him to be a Melech. They were scared that he's going to become a Melech and maybe detract from what they deserve, and maybe they want to get rid of him, so they sold him into slavery, and that's exactly what caused it. In other words, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants to happen is going to happen. And the Bela, Yaakov Avinu, took it as a message from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Bitochen is beforehand, and Bitochen is afterwards. To do the Ishtalas, you have to do 100%. But what happens at the end of the day, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, then that's what you have to go with. And Bela, that's what he went with. It's interesting, with Lavan, he worked for Lavan, and he switched it as Aseres Mayim, Rashi says, Wazal, means 100 times. Who works for a boss who switches their payment 100 times, wages 100 times? Why didn't he get up and leave? Or stop working for him? That's what he told him Lechatchila, already after the 14 years, he wanted to go home. Lavan says, no, nichashti b'yavarchen yishem b'glalecho, tell me what you want, and I'm gonna... So he told him what he wants, and he switched it. Okay, once, twice, five, 10 times, after that, stop. Yaakov Avinu realized also, if you're talking, Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do my ishtadlis, I do what I'm supposed to do. If he switches it, at the end of the day, what did he see? He says, v'nei... He says he saw that the malachim were bringing tzayin from Lavan to Yaakov's corral. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day gave him parnasa, despite the fact that Lavan was doing whatever he had to do. So parnasa comes tzayvizay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ishtadlis tzayvizay you have to do. He did the ishtadlis. He wants to switch, he'll switch it once, he'll switch it twice. In Yaakov's eyes, machnas tzayis. Doesn't make a difference. The ma'aseh that's the... Is this practical for us in every situation? Somebody's being cheated by the boss, they keep on going. I don't know if to say that's where we're holding. But the nekuda of, first of all, when it gets to the shtadlis that you do whatever you could, cover all your bases. Obviously, you have to know where to stop when a person... But Yaakov did, kefi, what he understood to be his shtadlis. And then at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out differently, so that's obviously from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That's obviously from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And with Parnaso, I have to do a shtadlis. And the tzitzos don't come from the shtadlis. So it doesn't really make a difference at the end of the day. That's why the Chavis Lvava says that a person should choose a job that's matim for him, kefi his tchunas, kefi his character traits, kefi the way his personality, and go with it, he says. And even if sometimes you're not going to have parnasa because for whatever it is, the people stop buying. He worked in diamonds and people stop buying diamonds. So that's it. Find a new job. So he says no. Says the Chavis Lovas, no. Why? Because you have to do your shtadlis, and you're doing your shtadlis, and at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu made parnasa, however it is, come to you. That's the ultimate. That's the highest darga of. That's really this nekuda. A person really be makir the shtadlis, and the boss could chirk him 100 times. Machnishtes. That's the first nekuda. Second nekuda, which is really what I wanted to speak about, is an interesting pasuk. Yaakov Avinu, after he has the chalom. Says that he woke up. V'yikas Yaakov mishenasam yemar achini yesh Hashem amokim azeh v'anoichi lo yadati. Yaakov wakes up from the chalayin after this tremendous nevuah that he had said, and he said, "Achein yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh v'anoichi lo yadati." I didn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Rashi says, "V'anoichi lo yadati," and let's say you would have known, what would have been different? "She'im yadati lo yashanti b'mokem kadosh kazeh." Had I known, I wouldn't have gone to sleep here. Which the Balei Musar say, you see the tremendous godless that, despite the fact that he had a nevuah that just told him what's going to be for all of history, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be shamer him, and what's going to be with Klal Yisrael, and he saw all the malachim going up, like Chazal tells, it's all the galuyos, v'chulu, he saw mamash everything. But had he known beforehand, he wouldn't have, he didn't regret it. Had I known beforehand, I wouldn't have slept there. But Or HaChaim HaKadosh says something different. Or HaChaim HaKadosh says the Pella. Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh. V'efshir, he says, V'omar v'anechi lo yadati, shpedim tam adover, ki ima yu yodea, ha'yimechen atzmei l'nevuo, ki yenevuo tzricha hachone ki yodua. V'efshir mo yimechen atzmei misnave v'hokets v'lei v'chalei midaber boi. V'lechein misoinen amash lo yihiskel al adover. He says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, V'anechi lo yadati, had I known, I would have prepared myself for the nevuo, and then I would have been zeicha to get nevuo v'hokets v'lei v'chalei. It's a much greater darga to get a nevuo v'hokets. And a chalayim. We know that the goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to them in a chalayim. It's only that Nevi'i Yisrael that he comes to Bahakis, and it's not always even. But he comes to, says Yaakov Avinu, had I known, I would have been making myself properly, I would have been Zeche. It's not that he didn't want, he was giving up on the Nevuah. No, he's saying, I would have gotten the Nevuah, but I would have gotten the Nevuah Bahakis, and not Bechalayim. Yisori that we see from the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is the tremendous value of Hachana, the tremendous value of preparing oneself. I saw brought down from Avnei Nezer says that we see how much Hachana works for a person, how much it affects the person, the Ashpa. He says, Kefila Hachana is the Ashpa. He says, we see that from the Dini Get. So somebody that says, if I don't come back till after Shabbos, I raise a Get, then he has till 3 days after Shabbos. Because the 3 days after Shabbos are Shaykh till Shabbos, previous Shabbos, and the 3 days before the next Shabbos are shaykh to the Shabbos the upcoming Shabbos. So the halacha is that if a person doesn't come to, he says, I'm going to come by. If I'm not back by after Shabbos, then it's a get. It's within. If he doesn't come back by the third day after Shabbos, then it's a get. If a person says that he doesn't, if he's not back after the Chag, after Yontif, then it's a get. It's 30 days. So what's the pshat? Because the 3 days before Shabbos are shaykh to the upcoming Shabbos. Mamela, a person is making himself for 3 days. The hashpa of after Shabbos is also for 3 days. However, achon before yantif is 30 days. 30 days shleishin yom kedem achag, a person is supposed to prepare himself. Mamela, the laachar achag is also 30 days. Kfir the hashpa, that's the kfir the achon at the beginning, is the hashpa that comes after that a person gets from the teyelas, from the Shabbos, from the yantif, whatever it is. The chassidim say, maybe litzvish don't go with this much, that the achon is greater from the mitzvah, right? So I saw Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he says very nice, he says the raya, he didn't quote this, but he says the raya that the galus of the chana, how great a chana is, he says because by the hatovas neiris in the Beis HaMikdosh, hatovas neiris, preparing the neiris, is possible bizarre. Only a kohen could do it. As opposed to the actual hadlokas neiris, the hadlokas neiris of the menorah, that's even kosher bizarre. So the Vayis says the etzim mitzvah is kosher bizarre. Over the achana of the mitzvah, that's like a fossil bazaar. That's what he says. I thought that maybe that was the Indian by Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu, the achana, it's interesting. What happened with Yaakov Avinu with Rachel and Leah? I remember when I was in high school, they had every week they had a bechino on a third of the parasha with Rashi. And one of the questions that they asked on Parashat Vayetze was, how long was it between the chasana that Yaakov had with Leah and Rachel? And every single thought that person got it wrong. I think everybody wrote 7 years. Kiyodua. 7 years, right? How long was the difference? 7 days. He married her 7 days later. He worked afterwards for 7 years. But he married her after 7 days. This wasn't on the Bechinah. So how come he didn't do the same thing the first time around? The first time around, when he wanted to marry Rachel, he should have married her after 7 days and worked for 7 years. The same way that he did the second time. Why did he first work for 7 years and then marry her? He should have worked. He should have married her right away, and then worked for 7 years, the same way that he did by the second time around. And the reason l'chora is because he was making himself, he had to make himself for the marriage. That's what it was. So everybody asks the shayla, what does it mean? Whenever a person is waiting desperately for something, it always seems like every minute is eternity. What does it mean? It went by quickly. When a person is, when he was making himself for something and he realized what he's getting, what the mitzvah is, what the, this is all the Klal Yisrael is going to be burning with this shidduch right here, then it flies by. But it was certainly that the 7 years were the hachana that he needed for it. For such a tremendous shidduch, only 7 years, that's all that it is. But mainly that was the, but l'chor, that's the reason why he only waited first. He first waited before marrying her. When I'm talking about hachana here, I'm not talking about going to the mikvah. I'm not talking about talking to him, which are both good. But the hachana of the pashut to prepare oneself before a mitzvah. Usually, almost everybody before Pesach, they look up in Yonim of Pesach, either whether or not to prepare themselves. Anybody that ever made a Leila Seder certainly prepared, spent not just a few minutes. Usually, somebody that prepares themselves, especially the first time, hours and hours of person's mashkiya into Nyanim, going through the Nyanim and trying to get it clear, and the Nyanim HaSeder and the Nyanim HaGadah, and then when he comes to Leila Seder, he's living it. It's so much more real because you spend so much time, you invested so much time beforehand. Fortunately and unfortunately, Shabbos comes every week. Shabbos comes every week, so you don't need preparation because it's here every week. If Shabbos only come once a year, how much achon will you do for Shabbos? But if a person would prepare for Shabbos, many people, maybe most people, Shabbos comes and Shabbos goes. A person falls into Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the days of the week. And Mamela, how much he gets out of Shabbos is how much he puts into Shabbos, which very often is not so much. Very often why that's why we don't get so much out of Shabbos as well. Because we're not prepared for it. To take a few minutes a week to prepare for Shabbos, either with Shabbos Malkasa, I think that I saw once that they translated Shem Shem Pinkus' Shabbos Malkasa into English. And they write there, if I remember correctly, that they guarantee that it'll change your Shabbos. If not, your money back. Buy the Sefer. Money back guarantee on the Sefer. But, any Sefer, something that somebody, whether it's in Hebrew, whether it's in English, whether it's, so they just came out now with another Sefer, Shabbos, and getting the most out of Shabbos. And, but anything, that's just one mitzvah. Tefillah, certainly that way also. Tefillah is something that, three times a day. And it could either be a burden, or as we're going to see, Bezo Hashem very soon, that if a person doesn't, is ain't we lost the tachanunim, can't zam. We saw already the halacha. But to see the halacha lamaisa, the can't zam, the biar halacha declares, it's not so pashut. If a person didn't daven tachanunim, then he's not yet to tefillah b'chlal, he should daven again. He can't daven again, what's he going to do? Not so pashut, what should he do? He should be yet with the shat. But a person, tefillah happens so often, if we're not mashkiyah and it be b'chlal, so then the amount that we could get out is certainly diminished because we could have Ochin Yesh Hashem Bamokam Azem Anoichi Lo Yodati. Ilo Yodati, this is exactly what Chazal say. This is the best in something. Dvarim Ha'im Zim Berumi Shal Adam V'Be'olam V'Bnei Adam Azal Zal Boi. When you get that Tefillah. Because it's something that if a person would be Mashkiya Karoi, the Kuzri says that the Zman HaTefillah is Betzim the Leiv HaYorim. That's the heart of the day. That's the time that everything revolves around that. Some people, they have to stick their tefillah into the day. Maybe all, I speak for myself as well. You have to make sure that you daven. Make sure that you daven, and you have spots for that. Baruch Hashem. At least we work our day around that. But that it should become the lev of the day, that it should become the... That's already a different dargo. It's only going to happen if a person invests in it. How much time should he invest in it? Doesn't really make a difference. 5 minutes a week is also more than not learning 5 minutes a week. However much you're going to invest, that's how much you're going to get out of it. I saw a vart, I can't remember where I saw it, maybe it's from the Sfasemes or Chedush Yerim. It says that Shluach HaKen is a mitzvah kalo. Why is Shluach HaKen mitzvah kalo? So he says, because, and it says that even Tchias HaMeitzim is Talibah. Even a mitzvah kalo, why is it called a mitzvah kalo? It says, because it says, Ki Yikori Kan Sipur. The only way that you can carry a mitzvah is if you chance upon the nest. There's no way to perform the mitzvah with hachana. So the mitzvah without hachana is a mitzvah kalah. So the mitzvah without hachana is a mitzvah kalah. So it has to be the... And even so, not to be mazal on every mitzvah. Even a mitzvah without hachana, even a mitzvah which is half-baked, or even a third or a quarter-baked, even a mitzvah which is Ain't called mitzvah shein tchilas mitzvah. Shein, right? That is something which is to appreciate every mitzvah, to appreciate every mitzvah, even if it's not done with hachana, and even if it's not done, not to be mazalzel in any mitzvah. But why not, if a person could prepare himself, and if he does it at the Shabbos table, migu dezochi denafshi zochi nami lachrini. It's even better. You could, if it's any of Shabbos, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and if you prepare for your Shabbos table beforehand, also your Shabbos table will be greater. In Bezer Hashem, when raising a family, see, the more prepare, the more that you're ready for the Shabbos table, the more the kids will be involved, the more will be interested, and Bezer Hashem, the more they enjoy Shabbos, not only then, but for the rest of their lives.